This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston defended the city's immigration policies in a congressional hearing Wednesday. He joined other city leaders before the House Oversight Committee. The mayors of Boston and Chicago said the trust between police and immigrant communities is key to making their cities safer and healthier. Mayor Johnston said he wants new immigrants to be able to access Denver's services.
We don't think it's relevant to know someone's status when they come into a public library to check out a book, or if they come to the hospital for service, or if they come to register their child for school. The Constitution says you're entitled to an education. Our job is to provide it. So we think that's unnecessary, and it just scares people away.
There's more from yesterday's hearing at CPR.org. More than 200 workers are getting laid off from a semiconductor maker in Colorado Springs. The company, Microchip, got $90 million last year through the Biden administration's CHIPS Act. Now the company says it's concerned that CHIPS funding will be cut off in the new administration, and they're worried about the effects of new tariffs. 238 Coloradans and some 2,000 Microchip employees company-wide will lose their jobs. Westbound Highway 34 was closed near Greeley early yesterday morning for an investigation into a potential bomb. Colorado State Patrol says a trooper pulled a man over around 1 a.m. because he was driving erratically. The man allegedly told the trooper he had a pipe bomb in his car. The State Patrol's bomb disposal unit responded but found nothing explosive. Loveland Pass is reopened after being closed since Monday. Authorities closed the pass because of safety concerns after a storm brought blizzard conditions to Summit County. The state's chain law is currently in effect for both the pass and along I-70 from Georgetown to Silverthorne. Layoffs at Sesame Street in this next part of Morning Edition, and that could mean the end of new episodes of that long-running TV show with Kermit and Elmo and everybody, and that is in just a few minutes this morning. Across Colorado, some rain and snow. Mountain snow continues today and tomorrow. Denver could see some rain this afternoon. This is CPR News.